All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Article Show. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we are going to cover your articles, as we normally do. We've got so many, and we're going to try to get through them as quick as we can, but there's some stuff we definitely want to talk about as well, so we'll get through, you know, we'll just do what we do. Anyway, we've got our sponsor, SpinningRobotPussy.com. Go ahead and check that out if you haven't. And check out our interview with Revy, which we did recently, and we'll be doing another. So stay tuned for that.
Bet and Talk Back gives you what you want.
Yep, good stuff. DP will be getting one to review, so he will let us know when he gets one. I'm also going to have some doll shoes, which is good because I did some... I basically finally paid attention to her after months, and... the only woman that doesn't leave you after being neglected for months. But but anyway...
you just let her rot on the bed and come back to her?
Well, no. To be honest...
let me put making some Vaseline
it,
on you.
Making it very quick, she was still freshly powdered. There wasn't a whole lot that needed to be done. I just gave her an oil bath, repowdered her a little bit, and took all the... She's not... full-on goth anymore. It took me so much work to take all the black off. Oh, and by the way, now, it may determine on your... Because a lot of people say if you put black clothing on dolls, especially dolls that are, like, light-skinned, it will give them large black, like, it'll dye their
Probably
their,
depends on the quality
it
of the
It
clothing.
Depends on the material. And I put... And she was covered in that stuff. And no, she doesn't have any black marks or anything like that.
Was it easy to clean off? Or?
She didn't have any black marks at all.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, she didn't have anything like that.
Yeah.
Eyebrows with a permanent marker, though, you have to be very careful because I did have some
because
stuff.
It's permanent.
Well, no. Permanent marker on TPE is a little different.
Yeah.
But this time, the permanent marker actually kind of bled a little bit in. So, I mean, it just gives me more of an outline for the eyebrow. So, I'm not really that worried about it. And I did some photo shoots of her last night. And, of course, I did some Instagram stuff. She looks all right. And, of course, they have new filters and things that they added. But, yeah, I'll be trying out doll shoes and a couple other things that he wants me to try out. By the way, the company is, I guess, for sale. So,
you know,
if you're interested in the company... Just go ahead and get, what is it, revyathome@gmail.com. So go ahead and check that out. And that's
if you wanted to review the Follow Me Eyes,
I've already got those.
I was going to say I could do an art piece with that.
I've done those, but those are neat. I could give you the Follow Me Eyes I have if I could find them, and you could go ahead and put them in some art piece. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That
would be interesting.
But, yeah, let's go ahead and just get started with the article.
Let's do this then.
Okay, let's get done. All right, so how far are we going? Oh, by the way, we've got the air conditioning on because it's hot in here. And my sinuses are killing me, so. Okay, oh, man, we didn't even get to that one. All right, I know where we're at. Okay, it's... Okay, May 13th, Switch Kingdom Hearts Cloud versions warn when you shouldn't play them. Switch Kingdom Hearts Cloud versions updated to warn you when you shouldn't play them. Huh. What? What is that? That doesn't make any sense. Then we've got some other things after that, but we're going to go through this one first. Since this is maybe older game news, we won't go too much into it. You'll get a server congestion screen. The Kingdom Hearts Cloud versions just got a little more yikes-worthy, as a new update actually encourages you not to play it, depending on how the servers are feeling at the moment. Well, that sucks. He said, patch 1.03, which arrived this week, applies to all three versions. After the update, the server congestion status is now displayed on the portal screen. In other words, the game might actually tell you if the servers are overloaded, potentially scare you off from actually playing it. Gaming in 2022. At the very least, Kingdom Hearts 3 Cloud version also added the ability to toggle between a visual and performance mode. But other than that, and the aforementioned warning screens for all the Kingdom Hearts Cloud versions, that's about it. On one hand, it's actually nice to know whether or not you're going in to be diving into a game and then having it crash 5 minutes later during some pivotal moment. On the other hand, this Band-Aid is incredibly weird all around, just comically highlights the problematic nature of releasing cloud versions of a wildly popular game series without the proper infrastructure to support it. Now you have a mini-game beyond the game in terms of pinpointing the best time to play, or you could get a used copy of the complete collection for around $30 on another platform. Exactly. Stupid. Okay. All right, and we're gonna talk about this now. Again, we're in May 13th, so we're still a little bit behind. Gwyneth Paltrow just explained the gemstone-encrusted Goop diaper stunt. On Wednesday afternoon, Goop posted an ad for a 12-pack of disposable diapers, the diaper, for $120. The diaper is scented jewel-encrusted and lined with wool. Naturally, the internet was outraged, but according to self-aware clean Gwyneth Paltrow, that was the plan all along. If treating diapers like a luxury makes you mad, so should taxing them like a luxury, the Goop founder said in a video on Instagram. Paltrow explains that the brand's intent when creating the fake product was to highlight a real problem, the burden of the diaper tax. Despite being a necessity for new parents, diapers, sans E, are taxed at a higher rate in 33 states than other essentials, says Paltrow, leaving one in three families struggling to afford them. Having raised two children, Paltrow can emphasize, babies are stinky, diapers are expensive, even ones without crystals. And for what? While Paltrow admits that eliminating the diaper tax won't solve the entire issue of diaper affordability, it's a start. Goop also partnered with Baby to Baby, a nonprofit that provides newborn goods to families in need, including diapers manufactured at a fraction of a cost, according to Goop's website. Depending on the state, the sales tax can add between 1.5% and 7% to their costs. We price our fictional diapers, what the hell, at $120 because that is what the diaper tax could cost families annually, reads the website's explanation. This stunt, in the end, is for the greater good. The whole thing checks out given our current conversations about babies, with Roe versus Wade hanging in the balance, the brand is pro-choice, and the ongoing baby formula shortage. All in a day's work for Paltrow, her newly certified chaotic good trolling master. So
even
she was.
Everyone said diaper companies.
It's called the Diapier. Yeah. $120 for 12. The Diapier, our new disposable diaper lined with virgin alpaca wool and fastened with amber gemstones known for their ancient emotional cleansing properties, infused with a scent of jasmine and bergamot for a revitalized baby. Dropping tomorrow at 11:08 in the morning EST, had $120 for a pack of 12. It was just a stunt.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those stunts that I don't think was effective.
Right.
Like, everyone knows diapers are expensive. Anyone that's been around a kid.
Insider. California startup is offering cocoon-like pods to allow 14 residents to share a single... Hold on, let me do it again. Every time I use this website now, it pops up an ad in the middle. I wish they wouldn't do that. Single houses and escape from soaring rents and real estate prices. Boy, I hate this ad. A co-living startup offers a new sleeping pod design. I wonder if I can hit this button and it goes away. I don't think so. No, it doesn't go away. Unfortunately, there's something new they're doing on Archive, and they just, okay, it went away. It took me a while, but they have ads now on Archive, which sucks, but they have them. But it says, a California startup is offering cocoon-like pods to allow 14 residents to share a single house as an escape from soaring rents and real estate prices. A co-living startup offers a new sleeping pod design to allow up to 14 residents to share a home. The first two sites are in Palo Alto and Bakersfield, California, where rents are on the rise. Homes are fully furnished with common workspaces, shared kitchens, and two bathrooms. Get a daily select... Okay, that's all it says. Okay, so, yep, that's what they're doing. They're just making it where 14 people can live in one small house. Or one house. That's what they're doing in California.
Yeah, well, one of my friends that lived in California at one time, he was a bodyguard for, like, people like Britney Spears he bodyguarded for. He made like $17 an hour, and he still had to split a house with five other people to afford it.
Wow.
Like, it's too ridiculous for what they charge. Now you got bum crap and piss everywhere, and yeah, it doesn't seem like it should be worth that much to live there.
And you got another one linked there. It says, boxed in life. Life inside the coffin cubicles of Hong Kong in pictures. Photography Benny Lam has documented the suffocating living conditions in Hong Kong's subdivided flats, recording the lives of these hidden communities. And of course, it's just pictures showing how bad it actually is over
their
there.
Their cubicles are the least of their worries.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a crazy one. Two teens accused of kissing and twerking on an elderly dementia patient.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. This is September 11th,
2021. I guarantee you that's the most excitement that old person's had in a long time.
Two Minnesota teenage girls face criminal charges for allegedly twerking on and kissing an elderly dementia patient at a hospital where they worked. Security cameras at Johnson Memorial Hospital in Dawson, Minnesota allegedly caught the teens, who are around 17 years old, abusing the vulnerable woman while she sat in a chair in a facility lounge in May for around 30 minutes, according to a report on the incident from the Minnesota Department of Health. The girls, whose names have not been released due to their age, will be charged as juveniles with abusing a vulnerable adult, a gross misdemeanor.
All right, so let me get this. The governor of Minnesota will put mental patients in hospitals where they'll beat other old patients. And this happened, by the way. And the guy got beat, got so upset and depressed, he stopped eating and died like a month later.
Wow.
And but you kiss an old lady, you're going to jail. That makes no sense to me. Now, grinding, I don't know. Old man probably appreciate that more than an old woman.
According to the MDH report, one of the girls danced in a sexually provocative manner involving thrusting hip movements in a low squatting stance, twerking in front of the resident, and pulled up her shirt, exposing her lower back to the resident, Fox 9 reported. At another point in the video, one of the teens leans in and kisses the woman on the lips while the other snapped a photo, which they boisterously laughed, according to the MHD report. Police said that one of the girls pulled up her shirt over her bra in front of the resident, and the other shot foam balls at her with a toy gun, hitting her in the head, according to the outlet. Towards the end of the footage, one of the girls sat on the resident's lap and bounced up and down, the report said. The MHD report concluded the teen workers treated the resident in a manner which a reasonable person would find derogatory, humiliating, or harassing. The video was discovered when a maintenance employee was reviewing security footage for an unrelated incident, Fox 9 reported. The teens were fired 2 days after the footage was discovered. They had worked at the hospital for less than a year. The patient has died since the incident due to unrelated causes.
Yeah.
The whole episode has been devastating for the family, knowing this happened to their mother before she died.
Oh, Lord.
One of the girls appeared in court last week and confessed, but did not seem remorseful, Buchheim said. The girls will likely not serve time in juvie and will more likely be placed on probation and sentenced to community service. Johnson Memorial Health Services CEO states that this was an isolated incident. It breaks the hearts of our staff and our whole organization when any patient or resident has a poor experience on our premises, Lee said in a statement to Fox 9. I worked in a nursing home. I can tell you the kind of bullshit that went on in them. That doesn't even surprise me anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's very mild compared to the abuse that goes on in nursing homes.
Right.
I almost don't believe in such thing as a good nursing home. I'm pretty certain there isn't one.
Okay, here's another one. This is, we're actually moving up. We're on, this is Louder with Crowder, so you've heard it.
Oh, yeah.
May 17th, museum defends safe space, allows man in lingerie to play with Legos at children's event. Degeneracy is an essential element of leftism, whether it's an Antifa hooligan or a professor supporting... Jesus. Okay, alright, hold on. Degeneracy is an essential element of leftism, whether it's an Antifa hooligan or a professor supporting pedophilia, degeneracy is always demonstrated in some form, but the primary focus seems to be exposing children to sexual perversion whenever possible. A museum in Australia is doing its part for the leftist cause, allowing fetishists and lingerie to play with Legos surrounded by small children. News.com reports that the man participated in a Knights at the Museum event last month dressed in a black fishnet stockings, pink boots, and women's underwear. Apparently, a parent pointed out the pervert to security, who said they could do nothing. When asked about the incident, the museum defended itself, saying the Australian Museum is committed to being a safe place where everyone feels welcome. Multiple members of our security and programming teams investigated and confirmed that the individuals in fancy dress were keeping to themselves and had not interacted with anyone else in the area that was open to all. Fancy dress? Oh, they must be talking about the creep's friend who was wearing a top hat. They can't possibly think wearing lingerie is the kind of attire one would wear to a black tie evening. Maybe they do. It might explain why they don't seem to think this is so wrong. They also said no other parents complained, so it looks like many Australian parents don't see it as disgusting and perverted either. Maybe this is just how Australians roll, and the mother who complained is just behind the curve. But more to the point, how exactly does allowing some guy in women's lingerie to play around small children safe?
Yeah.
Do they really believe that just because the man didn't start rolling around on the floor with the children and he isn't harming them? Would this logic work if he had chosen to show up naked? We know the man showed up in his favorite birthday suit, but he's only playing around with children, not playing around with the children. This is a safe space for all, after all. Are we really that far from such an incident? I don't think so.
That's crazy.
Well, you know what they think about that grooming?
No, it basically, anytime you put a kid in that situation where they can't use rational thought, which kids don't have a lot of rational thought, to understand why things are being done, yeah.
Okay, we got another article here. This is Vox. The many, many costs of breastfeeding. Breastfeeding isn't free, and it isn't a solution to the national baby formula shortage.
I do understand.
This isn't an article. Like, what I'm getting is a bunch of fucking pictures.
Alright.
It says the U.S. shortage of infant formula continues to worsen with a national out-of-stock rate climbing above 40. But there's no shortage of people on social media ready to blame parents themselves for this disastrous situation. Putting aside the fact that some family situations necessitate the use of formula, some birthing parents simply don't want to breastfeed and they shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
But this persistent myth that breastfeeding is free overlooks real costs associated with breastfeeding. First of all, in terms of direct expenses, breastfeeding is not really free. There are necessarily supplies required by most lactating parents. Breastfeeding parents also generally require an additional three to 400 calories a day, and the continuation of prenatal vitamins, the costs of which are apparent on the family's grocery bill. And many people require lactation support, which comes at a price. The Plutus Foundation puts the monetary cost of breastfeeding at around $950 for the first year, compared to $1,200 for a year of infant formula.
I kind of call bullshit.
Not exactly the dramatic savings people are claiming. And the indirect costs of breastfeeding are even higher. Data shows that mothers who breastfeed for 6 months or more experience longer and more severe income loss than mothers who formula feed. And breastfeeding is only free if you think lactating parents' time is worthless. According to estimates by Inc. contributor Amy Nelson, the amount of time spent breastfeeding in a year is nearly equivalent to the hours worked in a full-time job, only there's no pay. There's also cost to the parents' physical health and emotional health. When you tell lactating parents there's no cost to breastfeeding, what you mean is that their time, their work, and their physical and mental health have no value. Otherwise, breastfeeding isn't really free. And they did this all in pictures.
I can almost tell you a leftist or a feminist.
Yeah, it's Vox.
Yeah. Well, there you go. just because I let someone come in me and now I have a baby.
Yeah.
My time is not more valuable than yours. I'm like, cause and effect. If you
Zoom urged by rights groups to rule out creepy AI emotion tech. Integrating emotion recognition tools with Zoom's video conferencing platforms would endanger privacy and perpetuate racial bias, digital rights campaigner warned. Los Angeles, May 11th. Human rights groups have urged video conferencing company Zoom to scrap research on integrating emotion recognition tools into its products, saying the technology can infringe users' privacy and perpetuate discrimination. Technology Publication Protocol reported last month that California-based Zoom was looking into building such tools, which could use artificial intelligence, AI, to scan facial movements and speech to draw conclusions about people's mood. In a joint letter sent to Zoom Chief Executive Eric Yuan on Wednesday, more than 25 rights groups, including Access Now, the American Civil Liberties Union, and the Muslim Justice League, said the technology was inaccurate and could threaten basic rights. If Zoom advances with these plans, the feature will discriminate against people of certain ethnicities and people with disabilities, hard-coding stereotypes into millions of devices, said Caitlin Seeley George, Director of Campaign and Operations at Fight for the Future, a digital rights group. Beyond mining users for profit and allowing businesses to capitalize on them, this technology could take on far more sinister and punitive uses, George said. Zoom did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Zoom Video Communications has emerged as a major video conferencing platform around the world during COVID lockdowns as education work shifted online, reporting more than 200 million daily users at the height of the pandemic in 2020. The company has already built tools that purport to analyze the sentiment of meetings based on the transcripts of video calls. And according to protocol, it also plans to explore more advanced emotion reading tools across its products. In a blog post describing the sentiment analysis technology, Zoom says its tools can measure the emotional tone of conversations in order to help salespeople improve their pitches. But the rights group letter said rolling out emotional recognition analysis for video calls would trample users' rights. This move to mine users for emotional data points based on false idea that AI can track and analyze human emotions is a violation of privacy and human rights, said the letter, a copy which was sent to the Thomson Reuters Foundation. Zoom needs to halt plans to advance this feature, it added. From classrooms to job interviews and public places, emotional recognition tools are increasingly common, despite questions about their accuracy and human rights implications. Critics of the technology often draw parallels to facial recognition technologies, which have been shown to have high error rates on non-white faces and have led to wrongful arrests. Isha Bhandari, deputy director of ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project called AI Adjunct Science. Emotion AI Adjunct Science. There's no good reason for Zoom to mine its users' facial expressions, vocal tones, and eye movements to develop this creepy technology, she said in emailed comments. Well.
So, just not using facial recognition for your devices, or what?
Zoom.
For Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no, but they were talking about that it was mining their data, their audio, and everything else. And
the only problem with that, too, is the government's been doing that
for a long time. Yeah.
And a lot of companies have participated in it.
Gas stations in Washington reprogram pumps to prepare for $10 a gallon fuel as Bidenflation sends average prices soaring to $4.57, almost to $2.41 during Trump's final month.
I did see those stickers they've been putting on gas pumps that has a picture of Biden said, I did that. and it's pointing at the gas price on the pump.
Wow.
Oh, it's hilarious.
The national gas station chain is reprogramming its pumps in Washington State to accommodate the possibility of $10 a gallon gasoline. The average price of gasoline across the country reached $4.57 on Wednesday, almost twice the $2.41 average during Trump's last month in office. Other stations in the state have begun running out of gas, with a local Facebook group identifying 10 stations that have run out of fuel. Meanwhile, some states, such as California, are reporting spiraling prices of up to $5.98 this week. Wow.
But don't worry, trends trans men can still go in women's restrooms. Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes you sick.
Yep.
And I've seen interviews with Donald Jr. and Trump where he said all he had to do was not do a thing and watch the country run good for 4 years, but he had to fuck it up.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's see here. Anime News Network. I don't like this site either. Japanese law office receives bomb threat following Toho Project fans trademark rights controversy. YouTuber Yuzuha registered trademark of Yukikari Chabangeki to Toho Project fans' ire. Uh-oh. The Mainichi reported on Tuesday that in the early morning of May 16th, a person sent a bomb threat to the Kai Intellectual Property Law Office in the Chiba Prefecture city of Sakura. Uh-oh. This news followed after YouTuber Yuzuha on May 15th registered the trademark of Yukikari Chabangeki, which refers to disembodied head versions of characters made from Zune's Toho project that are made by fans. Yuzuha first claimed on Twitter that fans have to pay 100,000 yen, about $770, for a license agreement. She later retracted that statement, but still claimed trademark rights. However, fans criticized Yuzuha because of October 2020, YouTube channel Toho Denmaku Kagura staff had confirmed with ASCII art creator The Illustrator and Zune that anyone could freely use Yukikari Chabangeki. Yuzuha had sent a request for trademark in September 2021. The law office that received the threat applied for trademark registration on behalf of Yuzuha. As a result, multiple fans have called and emailed the law office and formed a petition against Yuzuha's trademark. Subsequently, a person who claimed that they were involved in the matter surrounding Yuzuha sent a message to a web portal around the law office's area that they read multiple bombs had been placed there. They would explode about 3 p.m. The Yamaman Yakarogako, line and the community koala bus were temporarily suspended on May 16th at around 2 o'clock p.m. The law office posted on their website that same day. We are sorry for the inconvenience caused by not knowing that the trademark is beloved by everyone. Numerous videos online on YouTube, Nico Nico Video, and other services use Yukikari Chabangeki along with text-to-speech technology for narration. Duango Co.'s Senior Managing Director and Chief Operating Officer, Shigataka Kirita, revealed that he is consulting a law firm on behalf of Nico Nico Video, and he will give the company's official view by May the 21st. Okay. So, one more, and then we'll end it. But we caught up. We're on the 19th now.
Okay.
Yeah. Aussie woman admits she deeply regrets her tattoo because it's a dick magnet before looking around to reveal what it looks like. A beach girl with a huge tattoo spanning across her back has admitted she deeply regrets getting inked and described it as a dick magnet. The young woman was featured in a short video shared by Australian TikToker Paul Staratino, who goes by the name whatever online. In the clip, Paul asked the woman, "What's your biggest regret?" And she quickly responded. Hold on. I'm not getting... Okay.
Sounds like it's going to be good.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. And she quickly responded, but it doesn't say anything after that. Scroll down for video, apparently. The tattoo appears to be a large decorative pattern consisting of flower shapes arching from each shoulder and dipping towards the tailbone. What? Why the hell is that a dick magnet?
Does it look like an arrow pointing to the ass?
I don't know. The woman dubbed the tattoo as a dick magnet, as she receives a lot of unwanted attention from it. The woman also appears to have another two tattoos on her right ankle and elbow. Well, I guess we'll have to watch the video.
It's a beginner's cum target because it's all over her back. You can't miss. Just aim and shoot.
Okay.
Does she have a picture of it on there?
Yeah, it doesn't look that crazy. Okay. Oh, no, no, no. There's more. It says the humorous video has gone viral and been viewed more than 19,300 times, but has received few comments. The video is part of a series where Paul asks random strangers questions to create entertaining videos for TikTok. Other questions he's asked include biggest turnoffs among women, craziest travel moments, and worst names. Okay. Okay. That was about it. Okay, well, I think that's going to be it for right now. We're going to go ahead and start being a dick. I'm not feeling exactly great, so we're going to go ahead and just end this one now. And I'll see you guys next time on the Grim Articles Show.
Yeah, later.
Yep.